Welcome to Classic Comics Cavalcade. I'm Jason Sachs.
I'm Amir Malakpour.
And we are continuing our look at Walt Simonson's amazing run on Thor with Thor 340, the conclusion of the introduction of Beta Ray Bill. And oh my effing G, this just continues to be like some of the greatest comics Marvel ever published. I swear, it just gets better and better.
Mm-hmm. Great action.
Great action, great character. There's this whole bigger world that everything is part of. And more than that, we have like so much going on. So much going on.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Look at that amazing cover. I'm not sure. It might be a pastiche to a EC Comics cover, but I think it's all original. Look at all the demons and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different than the original one from the issue.
Oh, yeah, I just had that up. Let me flip over to that. Not in this panel, but I don't have it anymore. It's, hey, YouTube viewers, you can see how casual this show really is.
At least you're not on some adult sites.
Not on this browser anyway.
We don't want to get banned by YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, the cover is definitely different feeling in the original. You know, look at the green and...
I kind of like the original. I mean, you know, it's always... old heads always say it like that. I like the original better.
We are old, Amir.
I am old. Old man Malakpour.
Yeah, I do like the original too. I mean, with the coloration and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's got a cooler feel to it.
I like the yellow, green, and you know those colors quite a bit. And I also like that the aliens are different colored. You know, there's some of them are in the shade. Yeah. But I have that version that you just showed too. I have it in the omnibus. I read it in omnibus format.
Uh-huh.
So the coloring is a new coloring.
The only thing that's better is the logo isn't covering it
mm-hmm.
in that yeah. image.
I mean, as coloring goes, and I know not a lot of people care, and actually, in fact, some people like the new coloring better. It's still pretty good. I mean, you know, it's for glossy paper, it's good. Yeah, but the battle was amazing. I did have one issue where like. I felt like, well, obviously, like, there was a lot of action here, especially when it comes to Sif.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it ended too quickly and we didn't really see what happened. But I think it's because we're going to find out in the future.
Let's dig into that in a bit as we go here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, yeah, I think you're 100% right about all that. So it starts out, as you might remember from last week's show or the show last show you may have listened to by us, Thor and Beta Ray Bill and Sif are flying out in the magical chariot, whatever you want to call it, out to Bill's fleet to fight off the creatures who are attacking the fleet Bill was assigned to protect. And this issue just starts out with a bang. Look at that dynamic page.
Yeah, it's great.
And again, I liked it better with the original colors, but still so dramatic. And then these creatures are there attacking. The lightning bolt shooting in panel two. And then Sif almost seems to be jumping out of the panel in panel three. This must have been so much fun to draw. And you notice whose hammer there is in panel two that's attacking? It's not Thor's hammer. It's Bill's hammer.
Mm, yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't even see that. It's coming out of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, literally popping out of the screen, isn't it? Oh, God. Can you imagine this is a 3D comic? That would be so cool. And as you were saying, like, Sif's the first one we see in the battle. She's up front.
You know that second panel with Sif? That drawing doesn't look like Walt Simonson's drawing. It's not his regular style, it feels like.
No, it feels looser somehow, doesn't it? Or, I mean, tighter somehow.
Tighter, yeah, more defined. I wonder if somebody helped him out or something.
So he had an earlier run on Thor, and he was mostly inked then by Tony DiZuniga. And these look like DiZuniga eyes
to me. I mean, it looks classical, you know, not like Walt Simonson. Walt Simonson has that distinctive look. Mm-hmm. This does not look like Simonson.
You're right.
Did Sal Buscema, well, I guess Sal Buscema would not have inked him, but.
No, but by that point, Sal Buscema was a penciler. Absolutely. Mm. I think it's got to be 100% Simonson, though. Oh, my guess is that he was basically given full control and just turned in the pages to Marvel. It's a total guess because I haven't read an interview with him in years. But I think one of the reasons he had John Workman as his letterer is because he did everything at his home and just turned in the completed pages to Marvel.
So John Workman came to his place and they did it together?
Or he shared them with him. But, I mean, Workman and him are, like, best friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have this working relationship anyway.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. Part of it's my conjecture, I suppose.
Good stuff.
But, yeah, Sif's leading the battle. I know you love that.
Mm-hmm. Sif, I love that character. There was a recent run, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, not that recent, of her, and I really enjoyed that. I always like it when she shows up.
What is it about her?
I don't know. She's like a match for Thor, or even more of a match. I don't know. Just like her. She's compassionate but powerful.
This page actually looks a little overcolored to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much going on there with the glow in the third panel. And then it's a little hard to tell the difference between all the demons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wish they'd pulled back on the coloring a bit. It's too much shading, you know?
Yeah, I don't have the original issue, so I can't really compare it, but yeah. Definitely, this is as good as it gets for this type of paper, or screen. But yeah, original coloring would probably have been better. There's more nuance to it, believe it or not.
I believe that, yeah. I mean, I feel like a jerk for complaining because there's so much going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got hundreds of demons flying out of this black hole kind of thing. This light source with all these glowing balls around it.
Mm-hmm.
The numberless horde of demons into the universe of men. I mean, it's super dramatic. And then the battle's really engaged. Look at freaking Thor.
Mm-hmm. Squeezing his face. And then there's, yeah.
Of course, he's not going to be stopped. Are you kidding me? No way Thor's not going to be stopped. It's smart storytelling in panel one there, too. Like, by just drawing the edges of the demons on the edges of the panels, he gives the impression there's more of them out there, and you're just only seeing, like, a small section of them. There's our Doom guy again.
He's not related to these guys, right?
No, and we know that here because it says in the depths of the earth, the monster's awaking. Mm-hmm. Isn't he related to the scene at the end of the issue with the lighthouse?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Last issue, yeah.
And then Sif gets a whole page of her fighting. She is so tough. I see why you like her so much as a character. I do too.
One thing about these bad guys is they're just kind of like, then Star Wars, you know, episode one, when it was those droids, like they just, more of them come in, but more of them die, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. She gets scratched up, but nothing major.
She's a god. This.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing too, right? Yeah, they're a little like the droids in Star Wars episode one, but she's a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's strong as hell.
I like Scuttlebutt. Scuttlebutt and Sif, the two women who are in love with Beta Ray Bill.
Uh-huh.
And Scuttlebutt is the spaceship.
Scuttlebutt is the spaceship who is his ally and lover and friend. Well, not lover, but his best friend.
Clearly loves him, yeah.
Yeah, she loves him.
And knows more about Beta Ray Bill than any other woman, or man, for that matter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And that whole section towards the end of the issue where we really learn more about Bill is so wonderful. We'll get to that in a second. I love that this story kind of focuses on Sif, too. Not just Thor. It's not just our hero. These are the people that are important to him. I just like this. It's got this. And she's his equal, too. She's Bill's equal. There's not even anything made of gender. She's just a tough woman. Scuttlebutt, too.
Yeah, I like these next two pages where they talk about Baldur, kind of clear up why he's not a... So it's kind of like Star Wars, you know, switching between people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
And this section, I love Baldur's story where he's kind of become a pacifist because he went to hell and he saw all the people he sent there. He's like, this is no fun. And then it is cool that the Warriors Three kind of feel like big brothers to protect Baldur while he's not he doesn't like to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Man, well, Simonson is just putting up a lot of different stories up in the air to come back to later.
Master storytelling.
Including, like, Baldur being a pacifist. And I wonder if he's going to pick up the sword again.
Huh, could it happen? I wonder. Why does it go back?
What could make him pick up the sword again?
That comic effect, it's one of these things that can only be in comics, that effect on panel 5 of the skulls in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't work, but to me it works so well.
I mean, I've seen it in other mediums, but in comics it makes sense. I've seen it in movies, you know. But yeah, it makes sense in comics because everything is really visual and kind of, it doesn't look as silly in a comic form, although, you know, this is all kids' comics. But
I'm actually struck in panel 3, too, with the dragon staring the readers right in the eye. It's really freaking imposing. God, Simonson, you're so good. And then back to the battle.
The battle, bada boom. Bada boom. It's a beautiful thing.
Is it a beautiful thing?
They keep coming. How do we get rid of them? That's how you get rid of them.
What a great page. Thor with his right hand. Actually, both with their right hands. What am I saying? But the different hammers pointed towards each other. Oh my God. It's just like perfect, perfect illustration of them being like the ideal allies for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's another page I'd love to own, even though the bottom is just the explosion. And then back to Sif. Sif's really holding her own in this battle with Scuttlebutt. So what do you make of that panel too? That also doesn't feel like Simonson.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's just like quick, really quick thing.
It just struck me as like just had a really different feel than anything else in the that he's done so far.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a look of fear in her face in a way. And then panel three with the semicircle of the creatures surrounding them. It feels like the walls are closing in.
Mm-hmm.
She really is kind of reaching her last ebb.
Mm-hmm.
I get, and with, since Scuttlebutt's talking about destruction, it really does. Yeah, I guess it feels like the walls are closing in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they disappear. It's Thor and Bill One. Because they're a team.
I like the next page. If you go to panel two, that's out of a Frank Frazetta drawing. I feel like.
Oh my god! Is it really?
It looks like it. I've seen like Thor, not Thor, sorry, Conan, holding a sword like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I could. I gotta look that up. Okay. There's fireworks. But she's won, but she's defeated. Look, she's just exhausted. I'm just so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get another story building. Because we need more stories. Lorelei and Loki.
I guess this is Lorelei trying to hook up with Thor.
Yeah, she's gonna manipulate him. She's gonna manage his life. She's gonna screw him up.
This is not as fun as the other stories.
But then this last sequence. So okay, you were gonna talk about the battle. You felt like the battle was kind of ended a little too quickly for you.
Yeah, I mean, we go to the next page and it's just, oh, we're back. Hey, let us in the rainbow.
Do you feel like it needed a couple more pages? I felt like
I wonder if they're leaving it up to as to why they won, but maybe it was just too easy. Maybe it was just you need to rush to the issues, you know.
I wonder if he ran out of pages or the plotting was just off in some way. But yeah, I see your point. Keep going with that.
No, I mean, that's basically it. I thought maybe it's going to be resolved later, but it's not actually. I don't feel like it'll ever be resolved. It's just like, what's the technical term for like soldiers that are going to die anyways? Kind of like the episode one droids. They're like just...
like sacrifices or something.
Or like red shirts from Star Trek. They're going to die anyways. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's the words.
It feels kind of inconclusive in a way.
Mm-hmm. I like this page. I like the coloring here. Like I love the rainbow bridge. It's pretty cool.
All the people he shows in the last panel. You really get the grandeur of Asgard. I don't even think Kirby ever drew Asgard with so many people in it.
I mean, it's not detailed, right?
I don't know. There's little dots all the way back along the rainbow bridge on that bridge above them.
Who am I to say this? I can't draw again.
There it. Okay. Oops. And then the talking. There is in Bill a core of melancholy that even I cannot fathom.
And we find out about Bill's story, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I know from our first episode, you were talking about how much you really wanted to hear more about Bill's story.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is pretty satisfying.
I feel like Bill had already mentioned this before, but I could have been wrong. Maybe I read it somewhere else. He kind of alluded to it that he was like not normal, he's machine. Oh, they did talk about it before, I think.
Yeah.
But it's a really good setup for the gift that Odin will give him.
Well, I like how they talk about how he's the one guy who was able to survive all the tests. And I realize that's like a cliche in a way, but they really go out of their way to talk about how Bill was the only one who could get through this. And it just shows this amazing warrior's courage and strength. Out of all those courageous warriors, only he survived the dreadful process. And then that interesting little bit there at the end, how the mortals endure it. Be at peace, Sif. Let us see what we can do. Like, she literally can't imagine what it must be like because everything's come relatively easy to her. It's almost like envy for humans in their ordinary lives. And then Odin, love this bit too. It's just all raves, right? Everything we're seeing this is, she was all raves to me. Odin gives him the ultimate gift. Love this too. Let you receive what is needful. So speaks Odin. Just beautiful how he makes them peers to each other. Odin loves them both equally, respects them both equally.
And he gives dreams.
And he gives Bill the ultimate dream.
Yeah. Now he can hook up with Sif and it won't be as awkward. Still awkward. But you know, it's so funny. This whole process also changes the Donald Blake, right? For Thor.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. Do you remember what happens after that with the Donald Blake character?
I think we'll find out next issue.
Okay. I think I remember, but I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, I think we'll find out in the next issue. I don't think they explicitly say it, but we'll see next issue.
Okay. And then Sif goes off with him. And Thor's totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I must go, Thor. So warrior maiden, I become blunt and dull. I even believe things I am sure now are but betrayals of my eyes. Don't forget me. Like she leaves him, and he's like, "You gotta do what's right."
So when did Thor start to have a relationship with I'm sorry, what's the nurse's name or the doctor?
Oh,
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Is it after Walt Simonson's run, or did he have a relationship with her before?
Oh, she was his assistant way back in the Stan Lee days.
But they didn't really date back then.
No, it was always played around with, and they never actually dated.
Oh, okay, got it.
Jane Foster. Right. No, and then I think, well, I don't know. I don't know if other people had him romantically involved, like really romantically involved.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at this point, he can't go back to being Don Blake either. And then we conclude with giant monsters.
Which is what Walt Simonson likes.
There's a lot of monsters in this issue.
I'm not super excited for the giant Godzilla monster fight with Thor, but I await to be surprised. I'm excited about whatever Simonson has got in store.
I think he's earned some trust from us, Amir.
He does, yes. He deserves it.
He deserves it. Anything else you want to say about this?
No, it was a really cool action-packed issue, and what a cool character. I guess this is the end of the arc. This is the end of the Beta Ray Bill arc.
Are we going to keep going with Thor, or do you want to move to something else?
Maybe, I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's pick up some classical. Maybe there are some classical issues coming up.
Okay. I would love to keep going with this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm having so much fun.
It was fun, yeah. And I can, you know, get my money's worth of buying that omnibus that has his whole.
I gotta pull out my artist edition and enjoy that too.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, I have the artisan, which is the same thing, pretty much, but smaller.
Thanks, Amir. See you next week.
Thanks. See you next week.